The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com. Moberly Regional Medical Center.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Thursday, June the 5th. We've got two topics today. We're going to start, first of all, with native plants. And I've got an expert with us, Nadia Navarrete Tindall from Lincoln University Extension in Jeff City. Welcome,
yeah,
Nadia.
Thank you, Paul.
Native plants are very important to you, and they should be important to all of us.
That's right.
They add to our well-being. You've got a class, is it this afternoon?
Yes, it starts at 2.
2 o'clock. So this is today. If you can, people still come to it this afternoon if they want to?
Yeah, we don't like to have too big groups, but they can call us. We still have some openings.
Okay,
but just
and what's
a
your
few.
Phone number?
It's 5392.
If you want to go to a class at Lincoln University on native plants this afternoon at 2 o'clock. And what do you want to tell us about the native plants?
Well, I brought some samples because these are blooming right now. This is a kind of bee balm.
Bee,
because it's attracted by so much by the bees visit the
right,
plants.
And we need bees around.
That's right. And also butterflies. And this one is really, like, it's in the mint family. Mm-hmm. And many of the plants in the mint family, including your common mint, will bring the native bees, will provide food for native bees.
If you want to see what we're talking about, go to kbia.org and then click on Radio Friends and watch this segment. You can see these are beautiful native plants that grow wild here.
Yes.
And then you've got a milkweed.
Yes. I brought the common milkweed, which is one that grows the taller, but also monarch butterfly prefer it.
Right. And isn't there a campaign going on right now to save the milkweed?
Yeah, we're trying to join everybody in Missouri and across the country, really. Monarchs need us. They are losing habitat, and we need to provide milkweeds in our yards. Mm-hmm. In any place you can put this common milkweed, it grows really well. It likes to expand, so it's good for monarchs. So you have to be careful not to put it in an area for landscaping.
Right. Now, were you not trying to convince MoDOT to stop cutting so much along the roadway so the milkweed can grow?
Well, I'm hoping that they can recognize some of the spots where milkweed grows, because
and
I have seen
them.
that they go around it. But sometimes it's very hard to avoid it. But definitely, I'm hoping that they can do less mowing. There are some plants, good plants to keep.
Yeah, actually, I like seeing the roadside grown up because we've got so many beautiful wild flowers in the roadside. It's just gorgeous, and it's good for the animals. But if people want more information about native plants, they can contact you at Lincoln University Extension. You've got a class this afternoon, 573-681-5392. You have another class coming up Thursday, June 19th.
Yes, that's right. And then one on August 7th. And they can find the schedule of classes. We have events later in the year, too.
Okay.
There is going to be this class today is about native plants for native pollinators and butterflies.
Okay.
So people can learn to choose the right plants for their yard.
Thank you, Nadia.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, you can come back again. And good luck this afternoon with the class.
Thank you.
Now, our next guest is here from Central Methodist University to tell us about a special program you have coming up next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday
afternoon. Right.
Susan Quigley Duggan,
hi,
good
Paul,
to have
good
you
to
here.
See you again.
Well, you were on Radio Friends about six months ago?
Yeah,
February, and you brought some performers.
Right, right.
Where they were outstanding,
and they'll be in this performance too.
And this performance
roles.
Is
yes.
What?
This is the Impresario. It's another Mozart one act opera, but we've adapted it and enlarged it and added other music besides Mozart to make it more kind of diverse.
So you can do that?
Well, this particular one, it's actually a play with music in it. So, and the play is about a general director who's auditioning performers for his opera season. Mm-hmm. And so it allows, the sketch of it allows for you to put in different kinds of musical numbers, not just the ones that were originally in the Impresario, but other numbers and other characters. The original, we translated the original, and it has actors and singers. I made all of the characters singers, and I put in inserted musical numbers that people are familiar with.
From. Okay, what are some of the numbers you inserted?
Like, I Want to Be a Prima Donna from The Enchantress by Victor Herbert. Mm-hmm. A couple of pieces from The Magic Flute, Papageno's aria, and the duet at the end, which is very comedic.
Now, you decided yourself what music you were going to put
in. Yes, uh-huh.
Do you have to get written permission to do this?
Not really, because this has always been presented this way. Originally, it was just for a very small court audience.
I didn't realize that, because I thought when you had a musical or you had a play, you pretty much had to stick to what is agreed upon.
But
so you have a lot of leeway here.
Right, but Mozart himself said this is a comedy with music.
Okay.
When he first
put it out
there.
Amadeus said that.
Yes.
So Amadeus gave you his blessing to go ahead.
And it's been presented in you know, other opera venues. I know, I think they're doing it at Santa Fe Opera this summer, and they often add different kinds of excerpts.
So how many students do you have in the production?
I would say about 9 students. We have a couple of alumni, and we have a professor that is an English professor emeritus that's doing the general manager. Mm-hmm. And he's also, his name is Joe Geis. He's also done, he works with the Ashby Hodge Gallery up there.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He has a very broad background in the arts. So.
And how many musical numbers altogether then?
About 12.
Now that's mm-hmm. a big.
Yeah, it works. It's about an hour and a half. We have an intermission. We have musicians, trio playing for the accompaniment.
Yeah. So when you started, when you decided you were going to do this, how long ago did you start rehearsal?
Oh, gee, just about 2 weeks ago.
So you're working hard.
Yes.
You're working hard. I'm surprised that you were able to even come out here today, taking a break from rehearsal.
I started thinking about it earlier than then, but, you know, they had to wait for the students to get out of school to start putting them through the...
Well, next time you come, like you did last time, I want you to bring some of the students along
Absolutely.
To perform for us, too. But mark it on your calendar, Central Methodist University, next Friday, Saturday and Sunday. That's June 13th, 14th, 15th.
Right.
What
and,
time?
And it's at 7:30 for the evening performances. And on Father's Day, it's at 4 p.m., so people have a little chance to hang out with their dads. And it's in the Kunst Recital Hall. It's a smaller venue for a smaller work. So it's still at the Sweeney Conservatory, though.
All right. So Father's Day, instead of 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
4 p.m.
4 p.m. So you got time to have your T-bone steak, barbecue with Dad, and then go to the production.
And it's very, very entertaining music, fun.
What's the number to call for information?
The number here is 660-248-6317.
660-248-6317. You can get tickets then. All right. Thank you so much, Susan, for coming by.
Thank you.
Good luck. All right. Tomorrow, Pet Health Tips and the Earth Show, our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio, Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Lowell Thomas, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Bye-bye.